GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
Get up, get up, let's get ready for Marcus Mathan. About midway to the midday with Marcus Mathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mathan. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, and you would literally be amazed at how many subjects come up on a daily basis to have a sports show to keep people nonstop entertained. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
I am in the building. Not your boy's best day. I'm gonna be honest with you. So
I'm listening.
Listen, I'm a give you guys the best I can. So
I'm listening.
A little down and out, man. I had the some sinus just infection thing going on, and it's just messed my sleep up. And like, you know, when I sit down and come back up, it's kind of wild. So listen, I'm struggling a little bit, but I'm gonna fight through it, and we're gonna make it.
Nikki V in the booth. Nikki, what's going on, my man?
They want the boot.
I'm a Steve, man. I'm walking wounded today,
listen,
man. Like,
listen,
it's just
to
some
both
shameful
of you
stuff.
Guys.
Yeah.
Hey, like, it was affecting Biscuit yesterday too. I don't know if it's like a pollen thing or what, but I don't have the allergies. I'm just a gimpy bastard today. Like,
the allergies.
Up.
You know, you sound like the delegation when you know the delegation refers to diabetes as the sugar.
The sugar. I didn't know that.
So Nikki's like, I got the allergies.
I didn't know that was a thing. That's awesome.
I'm gonna need y'all to both get it together. I'm gonna be honest.
Man, I know.
This is one of those days, and you know me. This is one of those days where I'm like, it's not going to get together for me.
You just punted on it.
I'm like, it's. We're gonna get through it though.
So, okay, so
let's roll.
So here's what we want to do. We want to give Nikki a chance to listen. Somebody felt like they are either looking to pass along a message to Nikki Valvano. You're always surprised when the phone rings this early. Are they already mad at the introduction we made?
It's possible.
Are they angry because the opening sound was not Reed Detmer's home run? I'm going to blame Nikki Valvano on that as well.
It was a no-hitter.
Is that what the caller was complaining about, Nikki?
No, it's one of the gas bags, actually. Softball dad Dustin wanted to give me a crash course in Ebonics. So he's on. This is what's happening. And my phone just died today. So I'm just, whatever.
Your phone died as
No, literally. Look, I'm hitting the on button. It's got a short.
Oh, so a true death.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, this has happened before. Like, if I get some water in it or something. But this is, yeah, this one's really bad. It's not even turning on. Huh. At least I have my iPad, so I'm still dangerous.
And you have held on to your phone this long because?
Because, one, cheap. Two, you know, I was able to fix it. All it was a little short in it. Like, you know, it would. That's the problem with society now. That's why, you know, that's why we're going to our cashless society, because everything has to be brand spanking new and updated. Like, no one wants to restore anything anymore. All this thing needed was a little bit of rice and a little bit of TLC, and it's done wonders for me. But today, today it might be on its last legs. I don't know. So
okay, is softball dad Dustin, is his education crash course trustworthy? Or are you going to have your hand on the hot emergency bailout button?
He better not say anything bad. Like,
softball dad
I'll
Dustin,
bench his ass.
Thanks for joining 93.9. What's on your mind?
Well, a few things. I am not a gas bag. The gas bags are me. and this has nothing to do. This has nothing to do with Ebonics. I know firsthand that, yes, you are correct. The sugar. I've seen it, I've heard it, I've witnessed it. And in addition to the sugar, one can also fall out. What do you mean? Well, I fell out, which is, and that's white, green, pink, yellow, black, whatever. If you pass out, you fell out.
Oh, listen, I thought it was a church.
That's
what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was like,
you can fall out of church.
I was gonna say that. Look, that's where my mind went immediately. I was like, yeah, I hear people say, I fell out.
Yeah. So I tried to get a hold of Scotty D the other day. We texted back and forth. Nikki and I spoke briefly. I had 10 across on what I thought was the number 12, but it was the number 21. Paid $1,380.
Wow.
Had a baby.
Ooh. Are you
not bad? Hey.
Are you taking credit for it, or is this the luckiest mistake you ever had?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I almost fell out because I had too much sugar.
No, I get it. Listen, I appreciate the call, softball dad Dustin.
I'll never. Here's my thing, man. Like, I've laughed so many times at that picture of Coach K just fetaled up on the floor.
Coach K?
Yeah.
Oh, the one
Coach
when he passed.
You know,
out.
With
okay,
the
one
okay, where, he just, right. where he just, he's just like, you know, that it's that gif where he's just like, you know, and you post it. Not laughing at him, but
yeah,
like
they put the
laughing at, like, when somebody says something, but you use that.
They put the Windows sign-off sound to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Closing sound, yeah.
I will never make fun of that again, man.
You know, it's funny when you describe, you know, a lack of balance and, you know, just moments, you know. It's I can never explain to people the insane feeling that you feel. There's two of the worst, most insane feelings. The number one insane feeling, I believe, is you ever fell asleep at school and your head's down and you end up, like, in your dream, you end up either falling or ducking and you jerk or something and everybody's looking at you like, what the hell's wrong with you? There's that one, and that's a really embarrassing, you know, come out of it, you know, bounce. Because you know you were falling in your dream or something.
Right.
Especially, like, we had Mr. Headache in high school, man. Like, if you were asleep, he would love the dude.
Oh,
the
no.
Yeah. Oh, I freaking
would he
love
shake
him.
The table? Oh, no.
No, he would, like, take a book and just, like, bam, on the table. You know what I'm saying? You're like, whoa. And, like, it was awesome, man. Cause, like, and he was sick. He's a former military guy.
Right.
Just sick.
Right.
Sick man. Like I said, I love the
That's
guy.
The most complimentary thing.
Well,
I feel like Kenny Payne. I'm like, no. It was my relationship with him was, look, it was great.
Right.
Not good.
Right.
Great. And he but like, man, he would see somebody sleeping. And you
probably
could just
couldn't
see,
wait. Oh, probably dude, could not wait like, for somebody.
and then the only time I'd ever see him really yell at people was when like they woke up before he got there, because you could tell it pissed him off.
Right,
he didn't get to do it.
Right,
you know, and then he was like, "You've been sleeping in class," you know. Like,
he missed his opportunity.
Yeah, it was, or he would have like he had a big squirt gun thing, dude.
Now that's funny.
Right on top of you, and just it was like a super soaker. Like,
could you imagine the litigation that he would face now?
Oh God, yeah, this was an 05.
Oh,
yeah.
Could you imagine?
Oh,
like
really?
Nikki,
you still
like,
think people would get mad?
Could you imagine
that?
Nikki getting squirted?
Nick, yes, Nick's representation. The people who Nick represents, no.
He's going down. Like, Nicky can handle that.
Like, Nick, I think it would be, he would laugh, you know, like, or, you know, he'd be pissed and then, like, oh, okay, all right, you got me. Yeah,
the other insane feeling.
I got hit with a few erasers for sleeping in class.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's
nice. I had it coming. Yeah, I was like,
he's allergic to dust. I think he uncontrollably.
Nicky. Drunk Nicky.
Oh, okay.
Drunk Nikki.
Have to get in character. 1 second.
Drunk Nikki, who has the hold on to the bed.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the bed is technically not spinning, but he believes that the bed is spinning. How stupid do you feel hanging on to a bed? Because I've had to hang on to a bed that I was laying in. And just like, Marcus, this is so stupid. Like, you literally feel like you're falling off the planet. On this bed.
See, I never get the spins. So like,
That's awesome. I made a terrible assumption there.
No. Like, I get them like once every like 30 times. I get drunk. So it's like, I don't know. I should probably stop talking because people are probably gonna be like, hey, yeah, maybe. No, but like, when I do get them, it's like I can remember one time in college, and I was like, "Oh, the room's spinning, but this is kind of fun," and I like had like the best drunken nap of my life.
Oh yeah, listen, but I've had about three of those.
Well, that's the beautiful thing. I don't drink, and I've got them. And here's my problem.
I was going to tell you that, and then I decided not to.
I think that's called vertigo, man.
No, it is.
Are you okay?
No, that's totally what I have. That's totally what I have right now. Yeah. Charity seems to think that it's not anything serious. You know, she's like, it'll go away.
Really?
She's like, it's your sinuses and your stuff. Is, of course, she's been telling me for about 6 years that I need to go have the sinus surgery. Because, like, I always have it. Like, you know, I just don't talk about it. You know, I'm like, I'm fine. You know, whatever. Like, you know. So, anyways, I start yesterday, Nick. I've been doing my core workouts
at home. You don't have to tell the story if you don't want to, Steve.
No, I will. This is awesome. So, that's not awesome. I'm
insane. You're sharing with the people.
Yeah. So, I'm getting down, I do my core workout, right? And I'm doing setups and stuff. And I feel good. I'm on the ground. I'm like, okay, I'm good. Because I still went out and run. Like, I'm fine running and... When I'm up, it's, you know, it's just like if I make a quick shift up and down or something. So I do my core workout. So I stand up and it's like bad. Like really bad. Like you know, the only way I can explain it is like when those things are spinning, you're trying to walk on that bridge and it feels like the bridge is tipping. You're like, oh my gosh, you know. So anyways, I'm like, okay, I've got to make a decision right now. So here's what I do in my living room. I start spinning in circles.
To like try to even yourself out?
No, to try to make it as worse as humanly possible, because I needed to know right there in my living room. Nobody, my son was asleep. The youngest was there. Charity wasn't home. I said, I need to know right now. Can I handle this at its worst? So I'm like, okay, let's figure this out. So I just like about 10, 15 times. And I stop, and
I hope Charity doesn't have a secret camera in there that she don't know about.
Everything
she's gonna Amber Heard you with
in
that.
In circles right now, dude. And I'm like, okay, can I manage my way through this? If this started happening somewhere, and I was like, okay, I can figure my way through this. And it finally kind of stopped. And then I had to take nausea medicine because I felt like I was going to throw up. But I did. And I did take the nausea medicine. I was okay. But I was like, I have to know at its worst, can I make it through this if something happens? And I was fine. So.
But
that's good.
You did survive it.
I did survive it, yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't just go sit down either. I was like, no, I'm going to have to fight through. I'm going to stay on my feet until it stops. So I walked slowly, and I started making my rounds, and I was like, okay, this is how I overcome this. This is how, you know, yeah.
I like that.
No, it's listen, it's if you notice, like, I wasn't gonna drag my complaining in there with y'all, but like my eyes are nice and little red, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like yesterday, I felt a little allergy-ish. I had the allergies yesterday.
The allergies.
Like Steve, I am one to take these issues head on. Opened up every window to my place. I am going to get overexposed to every element of pollen that you can give me. Because I'm going to be here this summer. I ain't going nowhere. Either allergies going to go or I'm going to go. But we're going to have to cohabitate this summer together. I'm not sitting around dosing up on Flonases and Mucinexes the whole year, the whole summer.
Mixing a cocktail of those.
Yeah, so we're going to decide over the course of this time, when this pollen is at its height, we're going to decide who's going to win. Am I going to have to start scheduling to move to Arizona? Or can we stay out of each other's way? Now, if it's just my eyes get a little red, I can deal with you. But if I will lose this fight, listen, I'm asleep with this open. I'm snort pollen just to see.
Just doing lines of it like your Scarface.
Just to see if I can handle it. Okay. So before we go crazy, Reed Detmer, congratulations.
Yeah.
Big shout out. Big time thing. I went back and watched the ninth, and it was just awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It's the same reason. Watching him in the ninth is the same reason I qualify. You know, like most people say, NBA basketball is a different sport. Playoff baseball is a different sport. The year the White Sox won, it was just like, that was the pitch by pitch. I was just like, you know what? Playoff baseball is just stupid.
My man John Buchegras says it best. Like, everyone raves about NHL playoffs and NBA playoffs with good reason. I think consistently that's 1 and 1A. But when MLB is at its best, it's at its best.
There he goes again.
It's the best one.
What did he do wrong?
He just slips it in there.
What, hockey?
Yes. I mean, NFL and NHL playoffs.
No, NBA. I said NBA. I didn't stutter. NBA and NHL.
Oh, you didn't even say NFL? He didn't even say NFL.
No, and I said consistently. I said consistently.
Listen, he really thinks the NHL playoffs are better than the NFL playoffs.
They
like,
are.
Like, we had this argument, and I looked him right in the eye, and I was like, this isn't radio. I was like, you actually believe the NHL playoffs are better than the NFL playoffs?
I'll die on this hill.
Look, and he was like, yeah. The NFL had one good weekend. All
right. And it was great. I'm not saying I dislike it. I just say that consistently, the C word in there, consistently the NHL and the NBA did that on purpose too to get you guys to listen. That they are the best. They're consistently the best.
Okay.
The NFL was amazing. They've had the best playoffs like probably in the last like 5 years.
No, listen, you can sell me. I'm looking at you with pure interest.
But the reason, NBA,
biting my fingernails.
The NBA is great because of there's a good smattering of superstars throughout, and that sells it.
Skip ahead to NHL. Sell me on NHL.
NHL is great because there's parity. You don't see upsets in the NBA. You see upsets in the NHL, just the way it is. There's a tighter salary cap. The talent's more dispersed throughout. And so because of that, you get better matchups early. And also early, I mean, the style of play is frenetic. There's fighting. So the casual fan will like actually, you know, oh wow, like guys will actually throw down a little bit. I'm telling you, the hockey playoffs. And also, NBA's gotten better about this. But the NHL, you'd have games like every night. Like the NBA, for a little while, it was like a game, 4 day like break, another game. Like the NHL was bang, 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 bang.
How much of the fan base is Nikki convincing with this?
I do. Look, here's the thing. I don't give a rat's ass if you believe me or not. I don't care.
Right.
Like they've done numerous polls above the nation.
But your love for the sport makes you defend your NHL.
Yeah, but like, but it's gotten to the point. It's like eventually I just put my sword down because I'm not going to change you stupid lemmings' mind. Like I don't care anymore. Like they've done enough polls.
When you're wrong, there's no need to fight.
No, like, I'm not going to change your guys' mind. Like, okay, all right, and then we're going to do this, Steve, and I hate doing this because you're my friend. What was the last NHL game you watched?
Okay.
What was the last NHL game you watched? What was the last NHL game you watched?
The Predators.
Okay, and they played who?
I don't know.
Okay, neat. Awesome. And the defense rest. Thank you.
What's the most iconic play in NHL playoffs?
Ooh, see, now that's a good question.
Okay.
That's a good question because there's tons of, you know, great, like, highlight plays, the catch. Ah, man, see, that's a really good question.
Come on, Nikki.
Well, I figured since you're such a playoff savant, you could.
Come on, Nikki.
You could Derek Fisher me. Michael Jordan against
the
Cavs.
Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen in the playoffs.
That's a fair question. I'm trying to think of a great Kobe to Shaq against the Trailblazers. This is my favorite.
Come on, Nikki.
This is my favorite. Paul Kariya gets knocked out by Scott Stevens. Like you actually see him like unconscious. He like he breathes like air, like his like visor fogs up, he leaves the ice, comes back on, and he scores the game winning goal.
Paul Kariya gets knocked out by who?
Scott Stevens.
Scott Stevens.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite. That's my personal favorite.
What's the most iconic? I'm not
that's
saying
a good
your,
one.
What your favorite play is.
I don't know.
What's the most iconic NFL playoffs plays? Because I could go for days just off the top of my head. And you come up with Paul Kariya and Scott Stevenson.
Did you see Tom Brady's that Vine, or not Vine, who is a Vine anymore? Tom Brady saying, it might have been a fumble.
Yeah, that was
awesome. Wait, what now?
That was awesome.
Tom Brady confessed that the tuck rule might have been a fumble.
He whispered it.
That was awesome.
What was that on? Because I saw that
on Instagram.
Okay. No, I thought he did that on like some podcast.
I don't know what he did. It came across my screen on Instagram.
I'm putting it up, Steve.
Okay.
We're doing this. We're gonna settle this, and I'm going on your home turf right now.
No one gives two spits about hockey. Oh, post that.
I was just curious. I just thought that there would at least be a player or two.
Just bail Nikki out and just go to Twitter and vote for NHL just for Nikki.
Yeah. I'm saying consistently the playoffs are the best. Now, if you want to talk about like transcending moments,
NHL is the best. NHL Game 7 is the best in sports. Hockey equals two poop emojis. NHL is cool. I'll watch an NHL game before I will watch an NBA game. This comes from Varen Vids. No, there isn't, Nikki. Okay. So we went through all our little health issues. We tried to give
Steve tip of the cap on that the highlight thing. I'll give you that one.
That was a good cap.
I was whooping his ass, and you were doing good. That was a good counterpunch.
The Reed Detmer, everybody's still waiting to hear it. I tried to buy you 15 minutes to get ready to play.
I got ready.
The Reed Detmer sound just so we could give him his front of the show props. This is a big deal. Go ahead.
Courtesy of our friends at KLAA.
2-2 the count. And here's the next delivery. It's chopped to short. This should do it. The throw to first. It's a no-hitter. Reed Detmers, in just his 11th major league start, pitches a no-hitter. That's the 13th in Angels history. He's being mobbed by his teammates over by the first base area.
That volume is totally low.
A historical night tonight at the Big A.
Okay, Nikki, I got to ask Steve. Steve, Nikki, I got to ask y'all a question.
Mm-hmm.
You're behind Reed Detmer, right? Your shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
Your second baseman, your first baseman, your third, your outfit, whatever position you're playing, right? Which position would you rather be? Would you rather be the shortstop knowing you got a high chance of screwing up this kid's no-hitter? Would you rather be in right field where I can just get a nice controlled, you know, fly ball? Hit it to me, and let me be on the highlight of this kid's no-hitter? Or are you like, yeah, let somebody else get this one.
Oh, man.
Because I was watching. Listen, when I went back and watched the ninth inning, just a personal favorite of mine, just me appreciating how much pressure that is. Like I could watch Kyle Guy replay free throws.
Oh, gosh,
I could watch that as a highlight by itself.
I live for that.
Yeah, on a loop.
And March Madness. Also behind the NHL playoffs. But yes, Kyle Guy needing three free throws.
Nobody
on the line.
Nobody ought to
and
win
he
the
just
game.
Bang.
Yeah.
Bang.
Okay.
That's like the time that Jack Leshefsky had to hit a wide open net with nobody was on the court.
Yeah,
nobody
okay.
was on.
They,
nobody
they
was on the
a,
ice.
I had 2 minutes in the penalty box.
Jack Leshefsky, that's actually a pretty good made-up hockey name. I'm not even mad. See, I looked at the second I saw him say that, like, I saw his eyes get big. I was like, this mother trucker's going to try to come up with a hockey name. Yeah. I was like, I knew it, and it was funny. And that was
I was
good.
Looking
was
at
good.
Nick to see if I was looking at Nick to see if it was like, okay, like, yeah,
the open net playoff.
I'm kidding.
So, listen.
That was a good hockey name.
While I'm watching the Reed Detmer, you know, ninth inning replay, I'm putting myself in his defensive shoes.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying?
No, absolutely.
And I'm asking the question, not just saying, like, are y'all chokers or not? You know what I'm saying?
But by the way, Nick is getting a decent amount of support on the text line.
I hope they are.
I will say that.
So he won't bail. I don't want to. Don't ever put down a sword, Nicky. Don't
I
ever
just,
put
there's
down
no a point. It's like a hydrant.
Yes,
you cut
is.
One head, two heads
and,
pop up.
And then, this texter sends in a group message. That's how pissed they are. So my first day off this year, and I'm having to listen to hockey talk. And it's a group message.
Like,
I'm telling everybody, including y'all.
The whole
listen,
group.
Reed Detmer, look, your ninth inning, somebody hits a ground ball to you. You can just see how tight everybody is, and the fans are on edge every pitch. Listen, his next to last strike, he throws a 93 high, and everybody's holding up. Like, you don't want the pass ball, you know, like all his stuff is, and they're making contact the whole game. So it's like, you're
two strikeouts.
That's what I'm saying. You're holding your breath the whole time. So then I'm like, I was thinking, Reed, you got to buy a right Rolexes, right?
Some.
What do you think, Steve?
Some.
Does Reed Detmer owe the team that defensive performance? Does he owe them something?
I mean,
they made him the youngest no hitter in like Angels history. So.
I mean, he does. If
or just the last out guy, because that dribbler going to the last out
right.
guy.
I was gonna say
I would have like a kid. I'd have bat that thing down on the ground just to. Knees.
Oh, yeah.
This thing cannot get past
but me. Bringing in everything I learned from the Tom Emanski video, right. Every single thing. I would have been like, help me, Fred McGriff.
Yeah, just I cannot have a.
Okay, here's
a
my thing. If there was
Buckner,
anybody who made a spectacular play, maybe.
A save. Yeah,
I don't have to reward you for playing defense. Like, just like, do they? I mean, do
that's
they?
Defense under pressure.
Do they owe him a Rolex apiece? Because I mean, he threw a no hitter. Like, you know, so it's like I don't know who.
Yeah, I just feel like the quarterback, lineman, running back.
Yeah, it's
you get one.
Like,
you rush for you have a 520 yard game rush, and it's like, dude.
I think if you're like, hey, Mike Trout robbed that home run. I mean, that was gone. You gave that up, Reed. And I mean, I'm that didn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
I understand.
You know, if it was like you screwed that
but
up,
they
and
do
he
get pissed
saved
when
you.
they miss something in the outfield though, when they have a chance to get one.
But yeah, but I'm not. Yeah, but it's almost like in with professionals.
Yeah,
I'm not rewarding you for catching a fly ball. Like, you know, like thank you.
Thanks for doing
my God.
Your job.
Yeah.
He caught a fly ball.
To your point, the plays were not tough. They were not extremely tough.
But do I sound bad saying that? Like,
no,
I mean, like if Reed Detmer screws up, and somebody makes a diving catch, it's like, oh, you saved me. I owe you.
Yeah,
I don't get that. I don't get that. You know, like even that last play, like, dude, I gave up a dribbler to short.
Yeah. Finish it.
That's a routine play.
Finish it for me.
Aiden makes that play at third base on a weekly basis.
I don't know
for the gas bag.
50-50 he does, but
with 50-50
with no hitters on the line. It's tough enough.
Obviously not comparing the two, and he doesn't make it 100% of the time.
Okay.
Neither would I, Aiden.
I'm a lefty, so that's a brutal play.
Well, here's a go. Here's what happens. We've cleaned out the health talk.
Mm-hmm.
We've cleaned out Reed Detmer talk, NHL playoff talk, and all that stuff. Apparently some people are really happy that we're done with that part of the segment. Okay, Steve. Mm-hmm. I have two directions.
Okay.
And they're both equally comfortable for me.
Okay.
Football.
Okay.
Or basketball.
Okay.
And I have a road to go down. Now, basketball, let me say this.
Okay.
Basketball, something. I'm going to have to say something really uncomfortable. And it may be something you want to 15, 14, 15 under. You might want to turn it off.
Okay.
Just a warning. Now, football, I'm going at the analytics heads.
Okay.
What you want to do?
I don't care.
Quick commercial break. Midday with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Hey guys, Nicky V here. Just a reminder, check out the brand new Fox Den in the heart of St. Matthews, your home for billiards, bites, and brews, located at 3814 Frankfort Avenue. Pool tables, chef-inspired pub menu, and live music every day that ends in Y. Swing on by, tell them I sent you.
That's you with that big body Benz. That's you that can't keep old lady because you keep telling the friends. You got to go to court. Got service subpoena for child support, huh? That was that nerve, huh? You ain't even get a chance to say a word, huh? I know I ain't tripping, don't your brother got them birds, huh? You ready to bust you somebody head, huh? You ain't scared, huh? You know how to play it, huh? I know you ain't gonna let somebody come and punk you, huh? Stand in front you, huh? Straight up run you, huh? You know who got that fire green, huh? You know how to use a triple beam, huh? It ain't hard as it seems, huh? You keep your body clean, huh? You got a lot of Jabot jeans, huh? Some of your body's dope beans, huh? Really won't mess with them clowns, huh? You come up with them clowns, huh? You stuck with them clowns, huh?
You a big chance, so you got your black on fire, remain in the cheese until the moment you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Don't even try to test me. That is 100%. I would bet the farm on suggestion over selection all day long.
Ooh, I'm going to go selection. I'm going to go selection.
You know what that is? That's Steve feeling bad that he whooped my ass in that last argument. So he's trying to
butter you up.
Yeah, like that was
he's
it.
He's trying
like,
to give you like, a well, passive aggressive compliment.
Yeah, a little listen. Bit. Like, you know, like I was like punching my older brother and then he like threw one back. He's like, oh man, I stuck him. Yeah. And now, like, you know.
Now I feel terrible.
Yeah, like, but he's not going to like, you know, coddle me, but he's going to try to quietly make me feel a little better. So I appreciate that, bro.
You're welcome. That was 100% selection, yes?
It was 100% or suggestion. Yeah, 1,000%.
Really? Yes. Oh man. Let me tell you why I thought
it's juvenile 400 degrees, Steve.
Right. But he played that when I was down in Disney, and I was like, oh, Nick,
because we were having that roll. Because we were having the Jay-Z conversation.
I know. Yeah. But that's why I went selection, I thought he remembered that.
It's
I was like,
juvenile, 400 degrees.
I know. I just thought I was trying to give him credit.
If we had him read the lyrics to Juvenile 400 degrees, mm-hmm. you would be absolutely certain that his brain wouldn't have just said, I need a little juvie right now.
I know.
So, but I will say this. Brother, on my way to Paris, did y'all ever stick pennies in the seatbelt?
Whoa, what is this now?
Do y'all not
have pennies in the seatbelt? Is this like a good luck thing?
Do y'all not know it, what I'm talking about?
So that way it would show that you were wearing it?
Texters.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Or callers. This is a quick one.
Huh.
8150-939 is the number. Who knows about pennies in the seatbelt? And we're going to wait, Steve. We're going to give it a 20 seconds. Okay. Good. We're going to give about 20 seconds. Pennies in the seatbelt.
Pennies in the seatbelt.
You can call in.
I'm not Googling this.
What does that? Yeah, don't Google it.
No.
What does that mean to you when you hear pennies in the seatbelt?
My guess was you put them in there and it reads, but when you were a kid, they didn't have sensors.
Pennies in the seatbelt. What does that mean?
Marcus, when Marcus was a kid, they still have where you punch the front of the seatbelt, the button. You know what I'm saying? The buttons on the front, not, you know how now they're in the top.
Oh yeah, like the ones red that are on click, the button. You're talking about the big metal buckles.
You know the ones you're like,
because you're old.
It was
you're old. You see?
No, I mean not really. I didn't mean it the way I said it. They had it when I was a kid too. I was saying what I meant was like when Marcus was a kid, they had them like that. So I was like, okay, I guess that don't work that way. I mean, I had the same one. Somebody said it makes that noise go away.
It's not true.
Man, y'all didn't know this one.
Y'all disappoint me. Y'all punks. You know what? Maybe y'all work. Y'all didn't know how to do the grasshopper paper clips. Tell me y'all do that. The grasshopper paper clips. I'm quitting. I'm quitting.
No.
This is my last show. If y'all don't know paperclip grasshoppers, that's what's wrong with you damn young punks.
They have the internet now, Marcus. Like, they don't have
paper
anything.
Football?
Yeah. You don't know paperclip grasshoppers?
Wait, is that when you just turn them upside down and they like kind of the inner part of it would like be a spring and you could kind of, did stuff like that.
Make it bounce up off the table?
Oh, I didn't know I could shoot it up in the air.
No, you sit in class.
It's a grasshopper or a rocket ship.
Listen, you take a paper clip,
right.
You turn it into a triangle, right? Open triangle. Lock it, and you put it down, and it pops up in the air. And then the key is to catch it before it bounces off the table and ends up by the teacher, because they have a very unpredictable bounce.
Right.
Well, I don't want to get detention.
Okay.
This is a great way to develop, your hands.
Pennies.
Hands team.
Yeah, it's like jacks.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Have you ever played jacks?
Yeah.
I actually have played jacks.
What I was like, okay, that must be what it was.
Yeah, no. It's,
play jacks
you just
my,
do it with
grandma.
A paper. Like, we can do it during a breakout session. It's awesome. Yeah. So anyway.
Drew yells at us.
Teach your kids how to do this. Listen. Yeah. Who keeps making the paper clips into grasshoppers?
Marcus.
Yeah. Listen.
Avery.
Hey, you can't be yelling at people yet.
Listen.
That's what I say.
That's what I'm telling you.
Hey, man.
Listen.
It's only been a few weeks.
Pennies in the seatbelt. Pennies in the seatbelt.
Okay. There's a few saying they did it.
The paper clip or the pennies in the
seatbelt? The pennies in the seatbelt.
Okay. Penny in the seatbelt, you can shoot them out.
What?
If you take a penny, drop it, and you take the seat, the male part.
Right. Can you say that?
Yeah, the male part of the seatbelt. You push the penny down.
There's a lot of text that said they did it. So yeah,
the seatbelt thing.
Yeah. And the paper and the
and you can shoot it. So me and my brother in the back seat were on our way to Paris, right? And we're shooting these pennies back and forth, right? We're in a Honda Accord 4-door. We're on our way to Paris. We in the back seat just shooting them back and forth. So I don't know what happened, but I think he kept shooting it like a little too close to my face. And, a penny, I mean, it don't come out like, it ain't gonna crack a window or anything, but it just flicks out a little bit, what I'm saying?
And catch one of those in the eye, it's gonna stink.
Yeah, and I was like, stop, but you can't say stop out loud, because if we get in trouble for arguing,
right?
And we're in a car for 8 hours, probably more like 5 hours. But
it's gonna be a long car ride.
Yeah, if mom or dad up in that front seat, if they say, if we have to tell y'all one more time, stop whatever y'all doing, because they don't know what we're doing,
right?
But they know we're doing something. And you're like,
right.
Boy, one time he shot that penny out of me. And I just keep on, he's 4 years older. And when you're younger, 4 years is a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's why they make all those jokes about second shot. I just hit him in the jaw.
Stuck him right
up. I just stuck a rock solid in the jaw. It hit flush on his jaw, right? But here's the problem.
I feel like that's kind of a foul ball.
He can't react.
Right.
He can't react because it's one of those, we're going to get in trouble if I react, but I'm a tip boy.
You got one coming.
You got one coming. And here's the thing. We might have stayed in Paris like 3 days, and I don't even think he talked to me till like the last day. I was so sad. I was like, Mike, mom and dad said we can go up the street on it.
Nah.
Just ruined the trip. Sorry. Told you to shoot it at my face. Let's get to the callers. Jason, or Benji or Jason?
Jason. Yeah, we'll go.
Jason, thanks for joining 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's going on? Y'all took me back with the juvenile. He was talking about, you know, he's talking about Jabot jeans and Reebok.
Right. I was singing all the lyrics too.
I'm not trying to age myself, but that took me back to what I was doing when that came out. But a couple of things real quick. The last time I watched a hockey game, I'm probably aging myself again, is when Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux was playing. The last time I watched a hockey game.
Well, they both played. Didn't they both play like 16, 20 years, though?
Yeah, so that was like right around like the millennium, like probably really early aughts.
Yep, yep.
Late 90s, and early aughts.
So, and Steve, you're going to like when I say this because, you know, we both Cowboys.
Yeah.
One of the most exciting plays was when Ezekiel Elliott ran the ball and beat the Steelers. Back, I think it was in 16.
Oh, yeah. Listen, absolutely, man. It wasn't a playoff game, though, to be fair.
Yeah. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you know.
But that game was that was one of the better games I've watched. No, it was an incredible game.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't playoffs.
But to be fair, to Nikki's point, I guess I won't count it because it wasn't playoffs. But it was
Benji,
good.
Thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
All right. So, Nikki, I guess I should have been more specific. I needed the song 400 Degrees. You played Ha off the 400 Degrees album, which was Juvie's second studio album behind Soldier Rag, which was Forgotten Freshness. But we're not going to – we're okay. You found some juvenile. With that being said
– Steve thought it was a selection.
I would have much preferred Soldier Rag. Thank you, Benji.
Oh, man.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Anyway,
that's a good one.
Anyway – Steve, two things.
Yes.
You said you wouldn't get impressed by somebody catching a fly ball. Have you not seen the gas bags outfield?
That's fair.
Touche.
Dude, I would run out and do the chest, the jumping chest bump to anybody that would catch a fly ball on their team.
Benji, I left my 3-year-old son to go play outfield.
Yeah, they're out there doing the gritty for pop flies.
Marcus.
And by the way.
Yeah.
By the way, he's hilarious. Come on, Dad, let's go. I'm ready to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Thomas Avery, yeah.
God, man, yeah. He's
does he want to play? Because I'm pretty sure he can play.
He would. He would try.
Hey, all right, second thing, and I'm going to jump off here. But second thing, did you say you're left-handed?
Me?
Yes. Why on? No wonder.
No, he's weird.
Ball like a human with an opposite chromosome.
No, I bat right.
With your purse.
I'm
on the wrong side of the box.
No. I bat right.
That doesn't make sense, Steve.
I filled left.
Bat cage, dog.
Nah, listen. I filled left. I bat right, man. Listen, hey, Benji.
So you're a switch hitter.
Yeah, I don't know how many supreme athletes you've been around, but like, listen, some of us, man. Listen, we're ambidextrous, man. Like, all right. I got to look at both enough. Ways.
Fair enough. All right, I'm out of here, guys. Get
appreciate it, man.
Later, guys.
Good suggestion.
Later,
Benji.
Good suggestion.
The amphibious Steve Rummage.
Listen, yeah, man, I do.
And yes, Steve, it was out of bounds for me to punch my brother, but
it was.
It, you're so much smaller. It's like you don't do much damage.
You went with the nuclear option, man.
I thought you'd, of all people, I thought you'd understand.
No, I get it.
You kill each other.
You think he would punch Jamie? Jamie beat the crap out
of him.
That's the point. Yeah. What's the worst thing you ever did to your brother?
As
a younger sibling.
That punch.
My brother bloodied my nose with a Bible, and I literally choke slammed him through a table.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Steve, you.
That's pretty good. I'm an only child. So.
Yeah, Steve, these are real things.
I just got cousins. I don't know.
Yeah, we used to put on the football pads. I'm 4 years younger. We would go 1-on-1 like with Oklahoma drill in the football pads, and my dad would let us do it. What kind of dad lets a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old go head to head in Oklahoma drill?
A good dad.
I was going to say, that's how you become an all time scorer.
Listen, and then he would make us go 2-against-1 against him.
Listen, I tell my 3-year-old, when my 13-year-old, hey, man, if you want to go punch him, go take it back.
Keep him honest.
Okay. That was a tease in football. Probably where we could go.
Okay. First. I'm good with it. Yeah, let's do some
football. Roll along. Midday's Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.